This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10-1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. heartandbody.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, 25th of July, 2013. And only in America, immigration bill outlaws discrimination against who? The illegals. Don't you just love it? The immigration reform bill would make it illegal for employers to discriminate against the millions of newly documented illegal aliens who would be granted provisional status. A case for such discrimination would be referred to the Justice Department's Special Counsel for Immigration-Related Unfair Employment Practices. The text of the bill makes an unfair immigration-related employment practice for a person or other entity or employment agency to discriminate against any individual because of such individual's national origin or citizenship status. Yes, you cannot discriminate against them. See how the feds have been doing this? And the Trayvon Martin case, what did you hear shortly after the verdict was given? You haven't heard a heck of a lot more out of the White House, have you? That's because Eric Holder. Obama, by the way. Gosh. Yeah, you can tell he's a lame duck president. Because he's saying that all of these crises that have hit Washington, D.C. and Eric Holder's offices, it's just political, hey, there's nothing to it. There's no, ignore that criminal over there. He's not doing anything wrong. So, yeah, with the new immigration bill, there's nothing illegal. There's nothing illegal at all. Everything is just fine. Yeah, everything is not fine. By the way, we're going to leave more Afghanis into the country as well. Wasn't the Sarnoff brothers, didn't they come in back in 2002 from Chechnya? Yes, we need more good immigrants into the country. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, who are these people coming into this country? Well, I'm not. This is not an indictment against all people. But, folks, I mean, the people of Arizona, New Mexico, remember the private individuals going out there doing border watches here in Texas as well? Oh, boy, the federal government just had a net fitty over that one. Well, that, you can't do that. That's federal business. Well, okay, well, go do your business. Well, we're not done politicizing, and we're not done stonewalling, and we're not about to take this problem seriously. This is what they wanted. The balkanization of America. How do you split up and put a country asunder? Oh, you attack the family. We did that pretty well, didn't we? You make people dependent on the government. We've done that as well. We've made permanent underclasses now, dependent, permanent underclasses of people in this country, as useless to themselves as to their fellow human beings. Yes, we've done it all. And they did it their way. No, and I'm not going to break into a Frank Sinatra song. Michael Minkoff, this guy deserves some credit here, and I'm going to read his story. Now, I don't agree with it 100%, but in fairness, I do not edit because I don't like somebody's viewpoint or phraseology or maybe sentence structure. I don't do that. I do their stuff verbatim. It's only fair. It's intellectual property. And some people are actually taking a valiant stab, if you will, of discussing race relations. Why? I mean, this is the 21st century, folks. Why are we still talking race relations? That's because there are certain segments of this society and this country that don't want to leave it go, that want to still be special people. They just want to be special. There is no doubt that race relations in America are strained between black and white people, especially in the South. There are many racial prejudices and stereotypes that, at least in a general way, seem to correlate to experience. For example, many white Americans, even ones who claim to be the stoutest supporters of racial equality, view black people as generally inferior in culture, language, heritage, wealth, family life, education, etc. There are reasons why these generalities exist. Getting at their root both dismantles the racial origin of these prejudices and points to ways that black America can fix some of its social dysfunctions. Elsewhere, I've written about what racial slavery has done to black Americans. Slavery actually created them, created and then reinforced many of the racial stereotypes upon which it was supposedly based. And today, civil slavery does the same. Half a century ago, it seemed like the patience and perseverance of many black American leaders was beginning to overcome the adverse generational effects of slavery. Think about George Washington Carver, Booker T. Washington, Jackie Robinson. They had to overcome, but they were quietly and meekly excelled in environments where they had nothing but disadvantages to success. They have been criticized for compromising with the enemy. My interpretation of that? Being Uncle Tom, man. But their Christian emphasis on turning the other cheek was proving effective. They beat racism by being undeniably good. It was demeaning that they had to prove themselves to an even greater degree than their white peers, and I'm ashamed of their ugliness of the Jim Crow laws and lynchings. That is why I admire the fortitude of these men all the more. I think they did much in their time to heal racial rifts. My side note here, remember Harlem, folks? No, not for being a ghetto. Harlem, back in the 20s, of being the place to go to listen to black jazz bands. It was the white elite that was going to the ghettos to go get a dose of that soul or that jazz. Continuing, but something changed around 1963. Just about the time that the civil rights movement got underway in earnest, it was the beginning of LBJ's Great Society. This was the beginning of the War on Poverty and a dramatic turnaround of America's slow racial healing. What was intended to bring racial justice to black Americans ended up turning them into civil slaves. They had been free for nearly 100 years. Integration and racial justice was in many ways a Trojan horse. Malcolm X rallied against it. Tell you what old Malcolm had to say, and Malcolm wised up. Trust me on this one.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stettmiller.
Malcolm X said the white man is too intelligent to let someone else come in and gain control of the economy of his community. But you will let somebody come in and take control of the economy of your community, control the housing, control the education, control the jobs, control the businesses, under the pretext that you want to integrate. Well, welfare destroyed black families by discouraging responsible family leadership. Mothers were rewarded financially for having more children without getting married. Fathers were financially rewarded for not working and not looking for work. You always get more of what you subsidize. The great society subsidized single motherhood and unemployment. And guess what? It got more of that. According to the 2012 welfare statistics, 39.8% of U.S. welfare assistance went to black Americans. The number comes out of the 22.5 million black welfare recipients. Since the population of black Americans is about 37.6 million, this means about 60% of black Americans are dependent on civil government assistance in some form or another. By comparison, about 7% of white population is dependent on government. In 1963, black marriages were stronger than white marriages. Really? I didn't know that. And 70% of black households were headed by a married couple. That number never rose higher. It has dropped ever since. Now, 67% of black children are in single-parent homes. And in 1963, 24.2% of black children were born out of wedlock. By 2008, that number had risen to 72.3%. Went from 25% of the population to almost three-quarters of the population, folks. When black Americans generally began to depend on civil government rather than on their own labor and capacities, they entered into a state of civil slavery. And the same characteristics that have been attributed to them generally as slaves, a lack of education, a lack of real wealth, a lack of responsibility, began to plague them again. In an insightful article in The Atlantic about Bill Cosby, author Ta-Nehisi Coates explains how many black Americans are waking up to the connection between civil slavery and black America's social distress. She writes, this is an audience that flocks to Cosby, culturally conservative black Americans who are convinced that integration and to some extent the entire liberal dream robbed them of their natural defenses. There are things that we did not see coming, Cosby told me over lunch in Manhattan last year, like you could see the Klan, but because these things were not on a horse, because there are no white sheet, and the people doing the deed were not white, we saw things in the light of family and forgiveness. We didn't pay attention to the dropout rate. We didn't pay attention to the fathers, to the self-esteem of our young boys. Given the state of black America, it's hard to quarrel with that analysis. Blacks are 13% of the population, yet black men account for 50% of America's murder victims and 41% of the prison population. The teen birth rate for blacks is 63 per 1,000. More than double that of rate for whites. In 2005, black families had the lowest median income of any ethnic group measured by the census, making only 61% of the median income of white families. Now, what is important to keep in mind is that black America's social problems do not originate in biology. Though black Americans never would have been targeted so heavily for government assistance if it hadn't been for the narrative of reparations. So again, slavery has dictated race relations even 150 years after its abolition. But tell me, how can a new and an even more undignified form of slavery be reparations for slavery? That makes no sense whatsoever. And there is one obvious solution to this problem. Black Americans need to divorce the civil government. They need to exit the civil government schools, their welfare programs, their abortion clinics, and their houses, or tenements, as I've seen them. And they need to live, they need to think, and work independently again. The largest obstacle to this? Black fathers. Bill Cosby said it, and everyone booed him for it. But the facts speak for themselves. If black Americans are going to divorce the civil government and work to end the stereotypes they have made their American experience so heartbreakingly unjust, black fathers need to stick with the mothers of their children educate their children in the truth, and work hard to provide a living for their households. This might seem like a slow road, but I think it is the only sure one. But the civil government on both sides of the aisle does not want black Americans to be free. You may have wondered why LBJ started the war on poverty in the first place. Perhaps this quote from LBJ himself will clear it up. And he said this, he says, I have them, and he used that derogatory term for blacks voting Democrat for 200 years. Many people wonder how such a racist could have passed so much civil rights legislation. If you look at the consequences of that legislation, though, there really isn't any disconnect at all. It is well beyond the time for black Americans to take back their independence. And when that happens, the already tenuous basis for any remaining white racism will fall apart. And you know, there's so much said about white racism. What about the black racism? Jeez, I mean, come on, man. A lot of it is out there. You know, I mean, the Trayvon Martin deal. I mean, seriously? You know, why didn't a jury learn about who Trayvon Martin was? You and I found out about it. we were getting glimpses into his Twitter accounts. We were seeing his pictures. He was a little thug. He fancied himself a bully. He was punching bus drivers in the face. He prided himself as being a little badass. The discovery materials which the defense finally received from the prosecution after a long and arduous fight revealed Trayvon Martin to be deeply into drugs and a young man who reveled in street fighting and more. Didn't seem to have a whole lot of respect for women either, but none of that was allowed into the courtroom. Why? The reason tracks to something found in the Federal Rules of Evidence. In the Rule 404 series, particularly Rule 404B, among other things, it means that prior bad acts of that person you harmed, if they were not known to you at the time you harmed him, cannot be used by you to defend inflicting that harm. This is because, being unknown to you, they had no part in your decision to act as you did, and that it is the act and the decision for which you're being judged at trial. It almost sounds kind of Orwellian, doesn't it? Now, at the same token, you know, think about this one. If you go into court and you got a prosecutor that wants to start delving into your past and bringing stuff up that absolutely has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with anything except to prejudice possibly the jury in that courtroom, well, yeah, that is a double-edged sword. But here we're talking about somebody that was into drugs. Here we're talking about somebody that was into violence. Here we're talking about somebody that thought he was a little Billy Badass and he could beat up on people.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Chuck in Texas. You're up, Chuck. I just love saying,
how you doing, buddy?
I just love saying that. You're up, Chuck.
Yeah. I've heard that since high school. Right? Hey, did you hear about Stuart Rhodes and Dan Johnson? They tried to set them up now with child porn?
No, I didn't. No, I was not aware of that.
I sent you a link with there's a YouTube out there that they're doing an interview. And this is becoming systemic now. Everybody out here who's active, be careful what you open. And I'm hoping that you'll put that on your site as a link for people to be able to go to so they can listen and think about, you know, what they're opening and how it was done. You know, they even made it look like this would have been coming from Stuart Rhodes being sent to Dan Johnson. Dan Johnson is the president of PANDA, People Against the NDAA.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Stuart Rhodes is the president of Roadkeepers. I know both of them. Great guys. And I would be very careful, John. You're going to be next, man. I'm surprised they already haven't done it with you.
Well, and, you know, these corrupt individuals, you know, they're into, you know, child sacrifices and child prostitution and whatever else. And then they turn around, you know, this is how hypocritical they all are. And then they turn around and they accuse their opposition of being what they are.
Absolutely.
And you know, there's really, if the government wants to frame you, there's really not a damn thing you can do about it.
You know, that's absolutely true. I was talking to Tammy, probably 6 months ago now, and I just told her no cuffs. I'm not going to play the cuffs routine.
Nope, I'm not either. You know, I mean,
come for you. Stand your ground.
You know, Chuck, this is why so many of these cops, when they did this NDAA thing, immediately the rank and file out on the streets, they had a pucker factor. It went all the way to 9.9 because they realized what that might mean. The NDAA that they can ship you off, they don't have to give you lawyers, they don't have to charge you, they don't have to do anything. But while this guy's out there doing his little revenue stop and his little interview, and just in case you may not have your paperwork correctly, and it's a civil infraction, I never could understand a civil infraction, how you end up in jail over something like that, but they started to put two and two together going, well, wait a minute, we may not have the cooperation of our intended revenue victims if we're out there and then we say to somebody, okay, get out of the car, you're going to jail. Whoops. All of a sudden, that took on a different flavor.
You know, sir, step out of your truck and get really ugly with me. Because, I mean, I paid all of their extortion money and everything on my truck, and it's all in the computer. They know you have insurance whenever they pull you over.
Sure.
So, sir, step out of your truck carries some really bad connotations to me personally. I've been doing this a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a little rougher than you are on them, and more wild and vocal on my own platforms. But I think we all need to be aware that this is a coming thing. And anytime you hear, you know, a patriot being charged with child porn, it is a setup, period. So just wanted to let you know, and I'm hoping that you'll help us push this out there. I'm spreading it everywhere I can.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Is there, Chuck, is there a story online about this?
I caught it in an email. It was sent to me by one of the Oath Keepers, a link to the YouTube.
Okay.
And it's a YouTube interview, and it's got both. You know, you can see both of them there talking. I'm hoping that we can make this go viral because, I mean, both of them guys are really, really being effective. And I know you are, too. So,
all right, well,
watch your back.
I'll tell you what. I'll post it tomorrow on the website.
I appreciate it. Thanks, brother. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks, Chuck. Yeah, speaking about, you know, the government, by the way, saw fit not to get themselves out of your private lives. Yeah. Well, it's even worse than this. The feds are telling web firm companies to turn over user account passwords. A secret demand marks the escalation in internet surveillance by the Fed government through gaining access to user passwords, which are typically stored in encrypted form. The U.S. government has demanded that major internet companies divulge user-stored passwords, according to two industry sources familiar with these orders, which represent an escalation in surveillance techniques that has not previously been disclosed. If the government is able to determine a person's password, which is typically stored in encrypted form, the credential could be used to log into an account to pursue confidential correspondence or even impersonate the user. Let me read that one again, Stuart Rhodes. If the government is able to determine a person's password, which is typically stored in encrypted form, the credential could be used to log into an account to pursue confidential correspondence or even impersonate the user. Obtaining it would also aid in deciphering encrypted devices in situations where passwords are reused. I've certainly seen them ask for passwords, said one internet industry source who spoke on condition of anonymity. We push back. A second person who has worked at a large Silicon Valley company confirmed that it received legal requests from the federal government for stored passwords. I don't know what a legal request is from the government to snoop and poop. I'd like to see the law on that one. Companies really heavily scrutinize these requests, the person said. There's a lot of over-my-dead-body talk going on out there. Some of the government orders demand not only a user's password, but also the encryption algorithm and the so-called SALT. According to a person familiar with the request, a SALT is a random string of letters or numbers used to make it more difficult to reverse the encryption process and determine the original password. Other orders demand the secret question code often associated with user accounts. A Microsoft spokesperson would not say whether the company has received such requests from the government, but when asked whether Microsoft would divulge passwords, SALTs, or algorithms, the spokesperson replied, "No, we don't, and we can't see a circumstance in which we would provide it." I wished I could believe them. Google also declined to disclose whether it had received requests for those types of data. But a spokesperson person said that the company has never turned over a user's encrypted password and that it has a legal team that frequently pushes back against requests that are phishing expeditions or otherwise problematic. We take the privacy and security of our users very seriously. Apple, Yahoo, Facebook, AOL, Verizon, AT&T, Time Warner, Comcast did not respond to queries about whether they have received requests for users' passwords and how they would respond to them. Richard Lovejoy, a director of the Opera software subsidiary that operates Fastmail, said he doesn't recall receiving any such requests, but that the company still has relatively small number of users compared with its larger rivals. Because of that, he said, we don't get a high volume of U.S. government demands. Now, the FBI declined to comment on this one. I don't doubt that the agency would remain mum. Yeah. Some details remain unclear, including when the request began and whether the government demands are always targeted at individuals or seek entire password database dumps. The Patriot Act has been used to demand entire database dumps of phone call logs, and critics have suggested its use is broader. The authority of the government is essentially limitless under that law. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, Democrat, who serves on the Senate Intelligence Committee, said at the Washington event this week, large Internet companies have resisted the government request by arguing you don't have the right to operate the account as a person, according to a person familiar with the issue. I don't know what happens when the government goes to smaller providers and demand user passwords. An attorney who represents Internet companies said he's not fielded government password requests, but we've certainly had reset requests. If you have the device in your possession, then a password reset is the easier way. Now, I'm not going to go through the rest of this, but they're not going to stop on this deal. They are not going to stop. And the trying to find the vote here, it wasn't defeated by much, but I'll bring up the story here. We're coming up on break. I'll find it. But the Congress is not going to do anything for you. They've just given a green light to snoop and poop even more. Geez, has Mr. Snowden really caused that much of a problem? Or they've just talked this thing to death and they're going to go ahead and do it any damn way.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Yeah, it doesn't take the government long. Once the camel gets its nose in the proverbial tent, here comes the hump, here comes the other hump, and here's the tail. And whatever else follows after that. Well, the House defeats on the Amash Amendment to control the NSA surveillance. Stuart Varney, Amash was on with Stuart Varney. And as expected, the Amash Amendment to curtail the NSA's surveillance, unconstitutionally permitted under the Patriot Act, failed to gain traction in the House of Representatives yesterday. Last-minute efforts by the Obama administration, members of Congress, including the leaders of the intelligence committees and the military intelligence complex, that is an oxymoron, by the way, complex to scuttle the amendment proved successful as the final vote came in with 205 for and 217 against. Notice how it always comes down to a close vote, but when it's really important, we don't win. And when I say we, I mean the, gosh, well, need I explain who we are? Debate in the House prior to the vote was particularly heated. Representative Mike Rogers, a Michigan Republican, and the chairman of the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, insulted fellow Michigan Republican Justin Amash, who introduced the amendment. Rogers said Amash was engaging in a debate on the House floor for the sake of Facebook likes. The vote outcome revealed how important maintaining and growing the surveillance state is for the political class in Washington, D.C. Republicans and Democrats crossed the aisle to defeat the amendment. The debate prompted alliances in the House floor with both House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and deeply conservative Representative Michelle Bachmann. Well, I don't know how deeply conservative she is. She thinks she is. And I guess as long as she thinks she is, I guess she will be, at least in her own mind. She was voicing the opposition to the amendment. Bachmann's vote demonstrated her unflagging allegiance to the ruling elite, who are keenly interested in building and maintaining a high-tech Stasi state. In the past, Bachmann has described herself as a constitutionally based Tea Party Republican. Yeah, really? What the hell does that mean? A farce once again revealed that the Amash Amendment vote. Pelosi, on the other hand, does not pretend to support the Constitution. She has sworn an oath to protect. She doesn't even know how to spell the word. Prior to the vote, a poll showed that 56% of Americans believe the NSA will go too far and violate their privacy rights wholesale, particularly in regard to the Fourth Amendment. By voting to allow the NSA to run its surveillance scheme unchecked, the House has once again shown that it does not represent the American people. Following the vote, a webpage cropped up permitting outraged constituents to contact their supposed representatives and voice their displeasure. In addition to encouraging Americans to meet with members of the political class in person, the site provides phone numbers and a way to fire off tweets to Congress critters. Sheldon Foote, a professor at California State University, said following the vote that the NSA spy grid is an attempt to totally control the American people and deny them their constitutional liberties. More accurately, is an attempt to control the political activity of a very small number of Americans, those who actually pose a threat to the status quo of the establishment, the status quo of the state of being. What is that state? What is it right now? Well, you've seen it. The coup d'etat is just about done. And it's those people that are trying to explain that a coup has taken place. These are going to be the small number of Americans who actually pose a threat to the status quo of the establishment. That's right. People like you and I. And I'm damn glad to be in that company, aren't you? Leonard in California, give me a minute here. I want to run this clip. Stuart Varney. And, of course, Amash was up with him. Listen to the tack. Listen to the narrative here of Stuart Varney. I used to have respect for this guy. Operative word, used to.
Heating up in the House today. Lawmakers gearing up to vote on an amendment that would curb the mass collection of U.S. phone records. The White House blasting the legislation, urging the House to reject it. My next guest is the lawmaker behind it, Republican Congressman from Michigan, Justin Amash, with me now. Congressman, are you opposed to this data collection because it's just too broad, there's too much data being collected, or because you're worried about what the government will do with it?
Thanks for having me on, and I'm worried about both things. We have no reason to believe that the government is using this particular data in a nefarious way, but there's a Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, and it protects us against this kind of broad collection. And right now, the government is collecting the phone records of every American in the United States.
Okay, and now, let me move this forward a little bit. We are, at some point, very probably, going to deal with nuclear terrorism. It is entirely possible that some point in the future,
what?
A bomb is going to appear in some place in America and will be blackmailed. I want to know, how did that bomb get here? And if I have to read the phone records collected by the NSA, I want those records collected. Will you respond to that?
Yeah, I want to know how that bomb gets there as well, but we have a constitution we have to follow, and the constitution protects our records. If we're going to go down the road of allowing the government to collect everything on us, then we're going to go down the road of also in allowing the government to put cameras in our homes and to track us everywhere we go in the name of safety. We have a deep tradition of liberty in this country, and we must follow the Constitution.
But you don't think that the risks are going to be elevated significantly in the nuclear age? You don't think so? You don't think it's worth checking against that risk?
We absolutely live in a risky world. But it's very important that we comply with the Constitution, because when we throw things like the Fourth Amendment out the window, we lose our freedoms. And we're trying to protect ourselves against people who are allegedly fighting us because they hate our freedoms. Well, in the process, we can't lose our freedoms.
Oh. So there is no way you would accept the mass collection of data. You say it's totally unconstitutional. You can't have it, right?
Unconstitutional. Once they're collecting phone records, it moves on to other things. We don't want them collecting our videos or pictures or emails or anything else.
Would you accept more data collection if there was more oversight, if there was some more safeguards in place?
I think there may be ways to do it without having the government obtain the whole database. There may be ways for private companies to cooperate voluntarily with government to provide them with records. And certainly my amendment would not restrict in any way the NSA's ability to go after a person who's the subject of an investigation.
And it wouldn't restrict a collection of foreign phone data, for example, right?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
It would not restrict that. It would allow them to go after anyone.
Oh, so let me understand this then. Somebody can privately owned company can volunteer that information. Jeez. The world of politics and the scoundrels that politic it. Leonard in California. Hello, Leonard.
Hey, how you doing this afternoon?
Good.
Well, just to add to that little comment there, I think there was one word, a very critical word, that was missing in that whole conversation in regards to the Fourth Amendment. Do you know what that word is?
Justice? Privacy? What?
Probable cause.
Oh, yeah. We'll see. No, let's see. See, the whole thing, Leonard, has been flipped. Because we're under such a threat, we are guilty until we're vetted and innocent. Now, that's to protect you and I. You know, this whole liberty thing that gets in the way of effective law enforcement. And we're sorry we have to do this, and it flies in the face of being free, but in order to keep us free and prosperous, you can't be free anymore. Does any of that make any sense?
It really does, and it's just, I think everybody in this patriot community, I think that they know the end is quite near. I mean, that, at least I feel it, and I wanted to get back, if I may. Chuck was the last caller there. We're pretty good buddies, and I'm one of the founding members of the Oath Keepers, and just wanted to get into that little situation with Stuart Rhodes there, if you had a minute to talk about that. I got a little bit more information on it.
Leonard, I wished I would have taken your call. I wish you would have let the board op know that you had information about that, because I am flat out of time. I've got 30 seconds, and I'm gone. Do me a favor, if you would, Leonard, keep my number on file there. Give us a call in tomorrow, if you would.
Sounds good. I'll try to do that. And thanks now. Thanks for what you do, and have a great evening.
All right, Leonard, thank you. And thank you all for being here today. Back with you tomorrow. With